whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour here on 96.5 The Fan for Mac, Bob, and myself before we head off to the weekend and slumber in.
I think this is the weekend a lot of people are going to be getting out, though, right?
Yeah, you got to. I mean, I had to. Eventually, I just was going to go stir crazy. Great movie, by the way. Gene Wilder.
Even I go stir crazy. I don't like really going anywhere. I'm very introverted, but I was even going stir crazy the last couple of days.
Yeah. It's, got to do it, man.
Hey, there's blue sky.
Sweet.
Haven't seen that in a month.
Are you ready to just see grass? Am I at that point where it's like, can I see grass?
Like, we literally saw grass on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe not Sunday, but Saturday, right? And here we are, not even a week later, we're like, just let me see the lawn.
Please.
Please.
Come back.
I want my grass back. You know, you don't know how much you're going to miss your grass when it's taken away. Like, here we are, three grown men wanting our grass back.
I'm just ready to mow.
You can hear the sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
From the 563, how is it Brandon Staley's fault Justin Herbert played awful in the second half of that game and blew a 27-point lead?
Justin Herbert did play awful in the second half of that game. And as the head coach, you have to recognize your guy is ass and change the game plan and just start handing the ball off and shortening the game. It's not that hard. It's not hard to be an NFL coach. I've said this for years.
It's not?
No. They make it hard. They make it hard. Like, Brandon Staley made coaching hard. You watched him, you're like, oh my God, you're taking something that's not that difficult and turning it into a quadratic equation here, man.
I know that I'm hard. That'll live forever. I guess we had that one on lock. He just had to go one step over and boom. It is what it is. Let's get to the Richard of the Week.
Did not have
You're ready to play the I know I'm hard, but you couldn't play the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Just sounds like you guys need snowblowers. No, Emily gave me one the other day. Thank God. I got one now. My wife just did the entire street, by the way.
Wow. Did she remember to take a break? Use her knees.
Yeah. Take a break. Bend your knees. Don't throw too much ice melt down. What was the other one?
I don't know.
Shove early and often.
Consider your neighbors.
Yeah, you got to consider your neighbors, man.
Yeah, and you got to bundle up.
Yeah.
You know?
Shovel early and often. Fresh snow is easier to remove than packed snow. Try to shovel shortly after snowfall to make the task more manageable. Again, this is an email from the HOA. Use safe techniques. Bend at your knees, lift with your legs, and to avoid straining your back, take breaks if needed.
You know, when you eat, you should use your utensils to help.
That's right. Yeah. Consider your neighbors. If you have elderly or disabled neighbors, offer to help them with their shoveling. A small act of kindness can go a long way.
I try to tell you that every day.
Did somebody go to, like, the accessory store to get all these things? Like, where do you find these? This is clearly something AI generated, right? Tips on shoveling.
The live, laugh, love AI.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
For your health, Steve Brule, Dr. Brule's Rules. Richard of the Week. Mine, I'll start this one off. Mine is just scammers, frauds, people that constantly, my friend Lauren, she keeps getting constant calls of people like, who are you? Why are you calling me? Scammers, fraud people. Richards took me for $1,200. Luckily, Commerce Bank, sweethearts, reimbursing me. Eventually, account locked up. Can't spend any money. Straight cash, homie. That's all I got. Richard of the Week. Scammers, frauds. It should be made easy, right? If you have locked out of a device, you should be able to be safe and feel free to call somebody and know that it's a hotline number that you can trust. Partially my fault. I get it. But seriously, to have no heart, no soul, and peace of mind to know what you're doing is wrong. Not only that, normally the attackers attack senior citizens.
Yes,
normally,
they do.
Like one time my grandfather, no longer with us, RIP Mr. Charles, he got scammed. Somebody sent him a message on Facebook, said, hey, it's your granddaughter. I'm in jail. I got a DUI. Can you wire me $5,000? What'd he do? was in pure panic, wired $5,000. Daughter was sitting at home on the couch, didn't know it. Took advantage of an older guy. Scammers,
happens
frauds, Richard.
All the time.
All it's these guys. Richard.
Terrible.
I mean, literally, this weekend, I will watch the movie The Beekeeper. I was talking to a couple of people yesterday. Sawyer, our engineer guy, he's like, because I had to redo my email yesterday, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, here's what happened. He goes, these people suck. And I've heard that guy say five words, and that was like, these people suck. That was the newest thing. So, I mean, it's just... it's tough, man. Like, I know it's partially my fault, and I own that, and I will put that on my resume of ownership. But again, like, the ability to do this and go through with it and to have the cold-hearted, self-centered, egotistical, rude mindset to know what you're doing is wrong and to go through with it and to just be like, all right, have a good day, see you later. And then you look at your account and you're like, what just happened?
How much are those guys getting paid to do this?
Yeah, one guy got $1,200.
No, you think they're getting that money, like, that's their cash?
I don't know.
Do you think they work for a corporation, if you will?
I mean,
does this? Or,
well, like, this was apparently...
loosely used term corporation, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, the way that the lady in Security of Commerce Bank tracked it down is it was a place in, like, India that got me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, they're never going to get this money because we've stopped it and we blocked it and whatever. Maybe they do get, I don't know. But, yeah, it's tough. Like, those people that are like, go get gift cards and do this. Have my dad, man. My dad's a big high up guy in their church, and they, you know, found his, you know, bio and were like, hey, there's these kids at this church that would really love this opportunity. If you go to CVS and get these, boom, gone. Just like Richard of the week, man. Richard of the year. Scammers.
Seriously.
Prank callers that call you all the time. Like, is this David? No, stop calling me.
Yeah,
literally, because then guess what? Now what you've done is you maybe not want to answer the phone for anyone, and it might be LA asking me to come work, and I'm going to be like, stop calling the wrong number, ass. Oh, I guess you're not getting the job.
It doesn't matter that you can't trust phone calls anymore. You can't trust text messages, any of that kind of stuff, right?
And yeah.
So we were scammed, you know, 2 years ago out of, I don't know, $3,500 or whatever it was. It's awful. The number came from our bank, and so we thought it was the bank. I mean, that's the way it is. And so I will recommend to everybody, and I can't recommend this enough, you're not that important in life to not have the spam filter turned on your phone. Mm-hmm. And that way, when somebody who is not in your phone calls, it goes right to voicemail. And if it's an important call or something you need, they will leave a message and then you will call them back. This is the best preventative message I can give you on this, because we're all busy. We're all caught up in life. That phone rings. Sometimes you answer it. You don't know what's going on. Like happened with my wife. She was in the middle of doing 10 different things and whatnot and got burned by it. So what I'll suggest this to you. I think it's iPhone. I don't know if Droids have them or not. I'm sure they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Go look for your spam call blocker, and it will block every call that is not in your phone. Every single call that comes in that you don't have programmed in your phone will go right to voicemail, and it will save you the time of having to try to figure out what's going on, because sometimes you can say words on the phone. They'll record you now in this AI stuff and make it sound just like you.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my parents about it because they get scammed all the time, and then I get phone calls. Are you in jail? Are you in trouble? Please stop. So we've got to come up with stuff like that, because they do go after the elderly. They do go after the 37. They go after everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I was going to say, so do that as the first step. Put the spam block call filter on your phone and eliminate anybody's phone call that comes in from a number that is not in your phone.
Yeah.
And that's step one.
And again, we said it yesterday, the app that I got that they said was helpful is called Help Desk Host. Do not do that. And what I've been told by technicians is if they ask you to download an app, hang up the phone immediately. Immediate red flag. So just that's mine. You guys take the floor.
Yep. Mac, you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yours kind of leads into mine in general. So we start with you.
I'm going to give it my Richard of the Week to this millionaire Los Angeles CEO who posted a message online offering to pay private firefighters, quote, any amount to protect his home from the Palisades wildfires. Keith Wasserman, co-founder of real estate investment company Gelt Venture Partners, posted the tone-deaf hunt for his own private smoke eaters on X Tuesday as the rapidly spreading blaze ripped through the area. Quote, does anyone have access to private firefighters to help protect our home? Need to act fast here. All neighbors' houses burning. We'll pay any amount. Thank you. This guy is so tone-deaf.
Hit a thank you?
F you.
This guy is so tone-deaf that he thinks, because he has money, there's private firefighters waiting to be called to go fight a blaze. I just, the people who just don't get reality and how the real world operates just always pisses me off. That guy can go pound sand.
Well, it just makes me think of that guy he's talked about, Bob, holding his hose, trying to fight the fire. Meanwhile, there's this rich guy.
That's right. God, the guy who died in the fire, and they finally found the body, and his garden hose was still in his hand. He's trying to put out the fire. This guy's on Twitter going, is there any private fire departments out there?
Damn it, man. Pisses me off. I mean, that leads me to mine. Mother Nature. It's been a rough week around the nation. Mother Nature, even here, you know, Dusty says it, be nice to someone. You know, if maybe you got a few inches in your neighborhood, see the old lady that you live next to, go shovel her driveway, go help her out.
Yep.
Down there in Oklahoma, or Texas, wherever it is, snowing, go help people out. Over in California, man, it is rough down there. It's tragic. So it's been a rough week. Mother Nature rise around the nation. Lay easy on us, guys. Lay easy on us, Mother Nature, please.
Oh, boy. Coming up on the other side.
I wouldn't say who the guest is because everybody will turn the show off.
Okay. Well, you heard Bob. He knows it better than I do. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
9:17. We're back right on time. And it is the roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Our guest this week is it is the boss.
You can keep the camera on you.
Oh no,
you're they want to see you.
Yeah, you're more beautiful than I am.
I don't know. I need a haircut.
You're the what?
Yeah, you do.
Let it grow,
Shaggy Steven over there.
I know.
Let it grow.
You're bald.
Our guest today on the roundtable, again brought to you by Kansas Lottery, Dream Bigger, is our boss, Steven Spector. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, guys.
I was going to get you a candy bar, a Hershey's candy bar.
Come on. Why? What? I mean,
we just talk Chiefs.
Why are we doing this? It's a snow day. You bring the boss in who's in the Northland, probably couldn't get out of his driveway.
I had to take my wife's car because she didn't want to drive her car this morning, late daycare. It was
what
kind
of car does she drive?
Honda CRV.
It's fine. But you have a Jeep.
But I have a Jeep, so I gave her
the better
car.
Yeah. Will you ever have the rubber ducks in your dash?
No.
Can you explain that to me?
This is all new to me. I've just learned about this rubber ducks in the dashboard of a Jeep.
It just started like 3 years ago. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I think it actually, because I was talking to Josh about it, because he's been a Jeep owner for years, and I was like, what are these ducks? What are we doing? And he goes, yeah, I think they started in COVID. It started as like just a way to say something nice to somebody, like, hey, here you go.
Well, there's always
been
like an undercover Jeep wave, but I've never been part of that club. So
it's a Jeep thing. You don't understand.
Yeah. I have had a Jeep for the last 7 years, but I've never been invited to the Jeep waving club.
You kind of give me a Subaru vibe.
I do?
Mm-hmm. Like an Outback.
I think that's...
It's not an insult.
Okay.
They're all-terrain, man. If you had a Subaru, you'd be...
Yeah, I classify Subarus as kind of like...
I'm with Steven. Let's move on.
Yeah. Great cars,
there's a
obviously.
Guy that works at the other state. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about that parking job
I know
yesterday?
Another guy in a Subaru that I'm not a fan of, but...
I don't hate Subarus. I think
they're great cars. I just don't think they fit my demographic, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're for 30-year-old men.
Oh. You're almost 40.
I am almost 40. I know. That's why I said 30-year-old men.
Let him live his life, Bob. No, I thought we had a really good topic earlier, and I don't know if you were tuned in or not. Who on your mindset, who this weekend, who's in must-win territory?
Josh Allen.
Okay. Why?
Because he was the MVP, right, until the last 4 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. Then the narrative started that Lamar Jackson should be the MVP, and fair enough argument. If Josh Allen loses in the first round to the Bills...
To the Broncos.
Broncos, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
He loses the Bills and he's in big trouble.
Yeah, if he loses the Bills, he's in big trouble too.
If you lost to yourself, would you eat yourself?
I just think Josh Allen has the most to lose because Lamar has multiple MVPs. Josh Allen doesn't have an MVP. You're the 2 seed. You're at home against the Broncos. Lamar losing would be really detrimental to him, but you can make the argument that Pittsburgh has always given him problems. So you can see that loss happening. There's absolutely no excuse for Josh Allen to lose.
Okay.
It has been a collision course between him and Mahomes at Arrowhead for weeks. And if he goes out in the first round, even before potentially playing Baltimore, That cannot happen, especially someone who had the MVP and then potentially could have lost it in the last four weeks.
So you'd rather see Mahomes and Allen in the AFC Championship game in Arrowhead than Lamar and Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We've seen both.
Yeah, but we've seen Lamar at Baltimore.
Yeah, true.
We've seen one good game and one maybe the greatest game of all time at Arrowhead. So, yeah, I think Allen Mahomes' rivalry. I'm not sure Allen or Mahomes-Jackson is a rivalry.
I think it's funny you say the greatest game of all time at Arrowhead. I think a lot of people have some of that schlereth on it, that stank, is that because they didn't win the next week. Like, if they would have won the next week and beat Cincinnati, I think we'd be talking about that game as the greatest game we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's still the greatest game, though.
It doesn't hold weight because of what happened next week. I think for a lot of fans, you mentioned that 13-second game, and nobody appreciates that game like you're appreciating that game because of the following week, you know?
Yeah, I guess so, but I think back to that fourth quarter, and it was just the highest level of football between the highest level of quarterback play you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And yeah, the next week takes a bite out of the story. But if you put the game in a vacuum, it's the greatest football game that I've ever watched.
Yeah, you're right. When you kind of put that thing in a vacuum, I'm trying to think what would rival that game. I mean, the first Super Bowl, obviously, with all the Super Bowls.
I thought you said games at Arrowhead.
Oh, at Arrowhead.
I'm sorry. Games at Arrowhead. That's the greatest game at Arrowhead.
The 4th-and-9 play against Baltimore, that was a really good game.
But it was regular season versus playoffs, and obviously playoffs.
But also, that game, that loss, killed the greatest nickname in sports. We'd no longer even consider Patrick Mahomes the Grim Reaper.
Like, they
killed that. All those T-shirts, you don't see them anymore.
You don't. Very rarely do you see them.
I'm with him. That's the greatest. That game, and then the next game, I will say the Rams-Chiefs game. Those are the two greatest Chiefs games I've ever seen.
Yeah, that Rams game.
That was pretty ridiculous.
That was wild.
I mean, I know they lost, but I mean, that game, it was just like the same concept. It was like, here we go, and then you hear the announcers, did they score too quickly? I believe there's no such thing as that, but it was like, the Rams game that was in Mexico City, but then moved back to LA because of Shakira. And then you watch this game against Josh Allen, which, again, that's Josh Allen's greatest game. And no one remembers it because he lost.
The Bills reporter from our sister station up in Buffalo had a great tweet last night when Notre Dame kicked that field goal. There was 8 seconds left. He goes, "This isn't over. I'm a Bills fan."
No, so that was over last night.
I think it bothers them more than we celebrate the 13-second game.
Well, it should.
And it should.
It should. Because we had higher expectations. They were about to take the next step, right? They lost in the AFC Championship game. They come back a year later, divisional round. They have the game won. That was Buffalo's time to make that next step. Mm-hmm. And that's why it hurts them more than it probably hurts us.
So do you think most of those 13-second things are now like, you know, people keep it in their garage to clean their dipstick with? I mean, honestly, like, you're just a rag in the garage is what those 13-second shirts turned into.
We've had 4 more years to get new toys. New shirts.
And
like,
imagine if that 13-second game happened and then we saw what happened the next week to Cincinnati and then we never got back. Like, how would we have viewed that 13-second game? We'd call it unlucky 13 or something.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, when you look at the last, 8 seasons of Mahomes, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think what, if I had a do-over, would it be the Dee Ford offsides, right, against the Patriots in the 19 AFC Championship game, or do I get the Cincinnati end of halftime redo? Because either way,
you're talking about one play.
Well, I guess one result. Right. So if I,
because I think if you change either of those plays, we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so
2 plays have prevented us from winning 5 in a row.
And arguably Eric Fisher getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know, prevents another one. I mean, you can do this for a lot of teams in NFL history. But which one would I rather have? Dee Ford not being offsides or changing that Tyreek end of the halftime play? It's probably the Tyreek one because I think you guarantee yourself probably 3 in a row already. Mm-hmm. Now you're going for 4. It's hard to argue with.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. If you could change one result, it's definitely the way that ended at the first half.
That Cincinnati loss, the next year they won the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
And then the next year, last year they won the Super Bowl, which would have been the 3-peat.
You're talking about 3.
Yeah.
You're talking about going for 4 in a row. I mean, and maybe
you're not going for 4 in a row because maybe you don't re-sign Chris and you can do the butterfly effect all the way down. Maybe Travis retires before this season. Who knows?
Right.
But yeah. You could be going for 4.
I'll also take something that we've said earlier in the year when baseball was happening. If they do win that Super Bowl the first year that Mahomes is a starter, right, do they still have that sort of force going forward? Just like when the Royals lost in 14, is 15 different if they win 14? And it's like,
yeah, that
losing can break you, but make you stronger coming back.
The Chiefs and Royals are very rare to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare.
That 1920 team was really good.
Nasty.
Yeah. And actually, the craziest part is the best team of all this run was the 2021 team that lost to the Bucks. Yeah. If that offense, that team was 14-2 and just an absolute wagon.
Yeah, they were really good that year. But look at what we're talking about. I mean, it's crazy. You talk about like who has the most pressure this postseason. You're like, well, Josh Allen finally needs to win one. Mine was Justin Herbert. He just needs to win a playoff game because this guy gets so celebrated for being so great. I'm not a fan, but he hasn't even won a playoff game. I think there's a lot of pressure on that guy.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that coming in. I actually don't think there's any pressure on Justin Herbert because I think this is year one of the Harbaugh experience.
That's a good point.
Right? So this is not trying to save a coach's job. This is not anything like that. I think the Chargers are going to be a problem for a long time in the AFC, right? You have the coach, you have the quarterback. This is year one. So they went from Staley and a poop show to 10 wins, a favorite on the road in the wild card round. That's just year one. So I don't actually think there's a lot of pressure on Justin Herbert this year. 2, 3, 4 years down the road, if he hasn't won any, but this year specifically, he's on the road against a team that won a playoff game last year. I don't think there's any pressure on Justin Herbert.
Cocked and ready to rock.
Yeah, I like that. I like that angle because I wasn't considering the Harbaugh effect, but each year as a quarterback that you don't win is another year that you don't have left, too. You know,
absolutely.
The clock is ticking.
But he's only, 26?
Yeah.
25, 26?
Same age as Bo Nix.
26.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is that old?
Yeah,
no, he's 24.
Yeah. Okay,
Bo Nix is 30.
I know he's old, but
Bo Nix is 25 next month.
He actually drives a Subaru. So last night's game, do it for you. Is that?
It was
the first.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great. It was great, and I didn't even have any money on it. And I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, James Franklin fraud. 1-15.
He made this national championship semifinal, so I don't know how you can be considered a fraud. Now he has the asterisk on his resume that he's never won a big game.
Yeah. 1-15 against top 25 teams.
That's tough.
I'd argue.
That's tough.
Bob's known that I've had this take for a long time. And it's about to go way out the window. Teams from north of the Mason-Dixon line will never win a national championship.
Right.
It's hard to get people to go to Penn State nowadays, right? Like,
No, it's not. I think your whole adage has to change because we're going to see teams, Steven, I promise you, in the next decade that we never even heard of in both basketball and football start winning because somebody's writing a check, like SMU.
Fair enough. Know? But Penn State is not in the same tier as the other teams in this college football playoff, and he got them to within a really bad decision by his quarterback of going to overtime in the national championship semifinal. So I don't know if he's a fraud. But he's not. He's definitely has a hole missing in his asterisk.
Yeah, he does. He has no. He has
or
a hole.
His resume. Excuse me. Sorry.
I mean, he was calling plays last night, and I'm still just to this day. I even woke up and I was like, he threw a slant over the middle of the field.
The quarterback. He didn't tell him to go roll left and throw right. Right. You know.
But why are you just be like, hey, let's just run this out. We got overtime. Let's get out.
I don't have a problem with them being aggressive.
No, you go for it. You be aggressive.
They were at the 35. They had 40 seconds left.
So what? The Chiefs were at their own 20 and had 13 seconds.
Not Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Hey, this guy, up until that drive, was being talked about. They're going to draft him in the first round and all this kind of nonsense.
Clock stops at the end of a first down in college, 40 seconds.
40 seconds is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, you go for it. I'm with you, Steven, on that.
You
got to
go. Especially with how fluky college overtime is. Yep. Yeah.
You're guaranteed the ball.
You are, but you're also, taking a chance by going to overtime. When you have 40-some seconds left, go for it.
Listen,
that's
the first time I'd watch Penn State, so I don't have some like big Drew Aller take or anything like that. Kid made a mistake, but I would rather be aggressive and lose than sit on the ball and hope something good happens in overtime.
You know, he made a mistake after getting bailed out from a mistake. That's the world, you know.
Twice, by the way.
That's called even Steven.
Yeah.
Okay. What about tonight? Who you got?
One thing happens and another one happens. And I'm even.
I wish I could tell you. I
You don't care?
No, I don't watch college football. So
who would you want to win? Texas or Ohio State?
Texas.
All right.
I don't know. I don't
in
like
in front of a longtime Buckeye fan.
Long lifelong.
2 years, yeah.
Grew up in Columbus. Went to Ohio because couldn't get into Ohio State.
That's right. Did you hear what Bob wants to start doing? He wants to start putting stickers on my headphones every time I have a good take of Buckeyes.
We're going to put Buckeyes all over our heads now.
Doesn't Michigan do that same thing?
Who?
Michigan.
Oh, that team. Yeah. Yes, yes. They're fraudulent. They copied us.
Yeah, okay. I have some family ties to Texas, so I guess I'm rooting for Texas. But I'm honestly not going to watch tonight, so I have other plans. So don't really care. I just want a good national championship game. What I will say, though, is someone who doesn't watch college football, because I don't have Saturdays free, college football playoff has gotten me in. So,
me too, yeah.
So I've watched all the college football playoff games. I haven't watched a bowl game in 5 years. This has been the best thing to happen for me as a sports fan / gambler / fan of games that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Great job by the college football playoff.
I agree with you. And you know where I've been on college sports, but Dion got me back in, and now the college football playoff, I'm like, I like this. Yeah. I don't care that the games were blowouts. They were on campus. They were fun. It was different.
They should do a second round of campus games, but
I don't disagree with that.
And then
either.
I would do 8 teams, but that's just me.
You would do 8?
Yeah. I would do 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Like, Indiana's not that great regular season. You're not that good of a football team.
No, they really weren't.
Did you consider
we got one?
Brett for Miller?
Did a Will Chamberlain or?
I hope it's something that I didn't say.
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 913, talking about Drew Aller.
Yeah.
He rolled left and opened up that direct pass rush lane as well.
Okay.
Fair. The next New York Giants quarterback.
That was such a great tweet. I mean, God, that tweet was
so good. Showing him with his hands on his head like this, and it just said, "When I see a New York quarterback, New York Giants quarterback, I see it."
I mean, big, athletic from a school that doesn't necessarily produce great quarterbacks. Yeah. The Giants do have a knack for that.
They really do. They
more
Todd Blackledge, Old Mississippi.
Not that athletic.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhat athletic.
Duke.
Yeah.
Twice. Did you guys see the Michelob Ultra tweet that went out yesterday?
Well, they threw a can on the field.
Right.
But was it Jeremiah Love stretching that one, like make art sports? That it?
Okay. So Michelob Ultra puts this picture that the bottle flew on the field. And most of the bottle is inbounds, except the neck of the bottle is out of bounds, right? Whatever. It says Michelob Ultra, new profile pic. Somebody quote tweets it named Mahomes to Kelsey at KC Mo Jimmy and says Isaiah Likely week one.
Solid. That's really good.
Yeah. And that's about the same amount of. Yeah.
It's really good. Like, that's tweeted.
That's really good.
Right? Yeah, that's really good. That's a really good tweet.
And you did the right thing. You didn't Adam Schefter it and like say, this looks like Isaiah Likely. You just hit.
No, I just hit retweet because that guy came up with a take, not me. I'm not going to sit here and steal his take. So.
All right, let's move to a sport you are comfortable talking about, the NFL.
Boy. Okay.
What's the big game for you this weekend?
I think the Rams and Vikings is going to be like 35-31 on Monday night. That could be really fun. I'm going to take the Vikings, but I would say that's a low level of confidence.
Okay.
I think tomorrow's early game. I don't think Saturday is very interesting.
It's very weak compared to Sunday.
But whoever Houston plays at 3:30 on Saturday in the wild card round is never interesting.
No.
So, again, going to watch all of them. But that Saturday is the least interesting of games. But I'll take Monday. Monday night, it's going to be weird in a neutral site.
Yeah.
The storylines of maybe this is the end of Stafford versus this could be the start of Darnold. Whether or not Darnold was seeing ghosts last week, does that continue into this week? Both teams love points. They've already played each other. I think Monday night could be fireworks.
Okay. All right. I got like 18 things from that little sentence you just said right there. Okay. Number one.
Remind me of my take.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I got to write them down because I got to remember what I wanted to talk about there too. All right. Let's start with Matthew Stafford. You said this could be his last game, right? There is that talk.
I don't think so, but this could be his last chance at a playoff run.
Okay, but let's say it is his last.
Could be. You never know.
Do you think that the Rams then go out and trade for Sam Darnold, same offense, working for a guy that worked under Sean McVay? You know he's familiar with the offense. Kevin O'Connell can give a good reference. Do you see that happening?
It makes sense.
Doesn't it?
It makes sense.
If he's going to walk away, the Rams need to get Sam Darnold, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Minnesota, I pay Sam Darnold and trade J.J. McCarthy.
I would probably do that as well. But I would get both offers for both guys, and whatever one was the best offer for me, that's the move I make.
Absolutely. You know? But Darnold's a free agent, is he not?
But you can franchise him.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
You know, tag and trade.
Yeah, I mean, Darnold in Los Angeles, he played at USC, he's a California kid, all of that makes sense.
Makes
and again,
sense.
The McVay, Kevin O'Connell makes sense too.
And then you're talking about the game and whatnot. I know I have a different perspective on a lot of things. I think these fires have an impact on both the Chargers and the Rams this weekend.
I don't think so.
Moving a game, and then all these houses are burning. You don't know if you're going to come back and have your house there. Are you leaving your family there? Like, I think it does have a big
impact. I think these guys are so hardwired to just, especially this time of year, block it out. I don't think that, but I mean, I guess
would normally agree with you.
Human nature, yeah.
JJ Redick's house went done.
Gone, yeah. I don't know. I don't think that's it's an excuse, but I don't think those guys are going
to
use it.
Okay, but so. I think it does factor in because you went from a home game to a neutral site game, and now you're leaving everybody behind. Like, I mean, it all week has got to be tough as well.
For sure.
Trying to get ready for these games.
I also think maybe the biggest pivot win-loss will be Philadelphia-Green Bay. If Philly loses, there's going to be a lot of smoke around Sirianni, Hurts, A.J. Brown, that whole dynamic.
Big Dom. Mm-hmm.
Big Dom. Mm,
got to watch out.
Talk about him being the next coach in Philadelphia.
So I think that's the biggest pivot point of the weekend is Philadelphia, but I think the best game is Monday night.
What's the upset of the weekend?
I'll help you out.
I don't think there is one.
Okay, because I think either the Texans or the Broncos win.
No chance the Broncos win.
Yeah. Broncos win. Book it.
Save that audio, Mac.
Please save that. God forbid.
I'll say it again. No chance the Broncos win. Steven Spector, 9:39, Friday, January 9th?
10th.
Yeah.
The year of our Lord, 2025.
Yeah, I mean, but is Houston winning a home game against the Chargers an upset? I know it is, you know, courtesy of Vegas or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because I haven't heard anybody say they think the Chargers are going to lose this football game.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win, but I wouldn't be shocked tomorrow if C.J. Stroud has a great performance. DeMeco Ryans has that team going. They're at home. That's not like a shocker to me.
Yeah.
Shocking would be Pittsburgh winning and Denver winning. Those are the two shockers.
I'm saying I think there's a chance. I've been talking myself into it. I think there's a chance Pittsburgh can win this game. Zay Flowers is bigger than we think.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh looks really broken.
They do, but they're 3-1 against Baltimore in the playoffs. And I think there's a lot of pressure that adds up to Lamar in this. Like I said, basically the last 2 weeks, the regular season, you can fall back on the next week. Like, hey, we messed up some things. That clock gets exceptionally fast.
Yeah,
and
I don't
like the mistakes become that much more visible. And if Pittsburgh, which they have TJ Watt, who's a little bit healthier now, can disrupt Lamar, who doesn't have that quick option, like Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, those are his targets.
Yeah, and Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson's legs. So
but
I mean,
if TJ Watt causes a fumble and Pittsburgh scores, and let's say they go up 10-3, they can't run the ball. And when they can't run the ball and they have to throw to Rashad Bateman and hopefully Mark Andrews, because he turned it on the second half of the year, I think he had like 0 touchdowns through 8 weeks and finished with 11. But again, like, I think there's more pressure to this game. And I think there's more to this line than people are looking at. It's like 8.5, 9.5.
Yeah. I looked at the body language of the Steelers against the Chiefs on Christmas Day. And then that Saturday night game last week against Pittsburgh, and Steelers look like a dead team walking to me.
They really have, but I'm never going to doubt Mike Tomlin. I'm just not. And he plays Lamar well. I think he's like 18-1 against Lamar or something like that.
I think the best chance for an upset is Green Bay over Philadelphia.
Okay.
Better. Green Bay is the better coach. Mm-hmm. I'd argue that they have the better quarterback. They have a ground game. I know that team has not come into the playoffs looking all that good, but in Philadelphia, that team goes down 10-0 really quickly. That building can change. And we saw Green Bay do it last year against Dallas. They went up, 17-0 in the first quarter?
Oh, they go down 10-0, that building will flip.
That building will flip really quickly, and they'll be on edge. And then to your point, you don't get Barkley running. I think the best chance for an upset, you know, courtesy of Vegas at least, is Green Bay over Philadelphia.
No building in the NFL flips more than Philadelphia, or at all. I mean, you don't hear other fan bases.
Just a city in general.
Yeah, just ripping their own team in the second quarter.
Do you know what Sirianni's job is?
Head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Like, okay.
But what does he do?
Yeah, like, I have no idea what his...
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing if you are a good CEO and leader.
If he's a good manager of people, which he's I not. Can't say yeah. that he is because no. based on the evidence, but right. that I would assume that his role is to manage the locker room and the situation.
Right. Right. Be a manager.
Before we get you out of here, your friends at the text line, how did Spec get this job? Sertan locks down Shakir and Denver's pass rush is legit. That gives them a shot.
Yeah, it's the NFL playoffs. Everybody has a shot.
Yeah. But according to you, Buffalo is definitely not losing this week.
Buffalo will not lose to the Broncos.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you. I don't think so either. But I mean,
we don't see a lot of rookie. What's the record for rookie quarterbacks going on the road in their first career playoff start to win?
17-0.
Seriously? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yeah.
He's not messing with us.
Yeah. Because Bo Nix, I mean, put all your money on Bo Nix then.
I have no idea.
He's definitely not 17-0.
I know for a fact that it's at least 0-1. Because Justin Herbert losing in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I remember last year.
He wasn't a rookie, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right, rookie. Yeah.
C.J. Stroud last year won the home playoff game and then went to Baltimore and looked completely shell-shocked. So, I mean, that's the one I can think of from last year, at least recency.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Steven Spector, Roundtable Guest, brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Coming up on the other side, we get to our tailgate talk. What are you doing? Are you going out big for Saturday or Sunday? Let us know on the text line, 913-586-7965. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, finishing off a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Getting you ready for Cody and Gold coming up in about 10 minutes or so here. Let me run this one by you, Mac, because you're more of a college fan than Dusty and I, which is great, fair, fine, wonderful. I'm calling out my friend Gene Watson this morning.
Gene, shout out to Gene.
Yes!
Shout out, Gene.
This gentleman roots for Notre Dame and for Texas.
What?
He also roots for IBM, Apple, the Yankees, the Bulls of the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Patriots the Chiefs, a few years ago. Yeah,
Patriots the early 2000s.
Spurs fan for a minute there.
Yeah, hot minute. Was a Spurs fan for about 20 years when Tim Duncan is down there. So, Gene Watson, let me tell you something here.
Watson, yes!
Hey, some Gene.
It's not going to happen, but there is a chance that Texas knocks off my Buckeyes this weekend.
Absolutely.
Right? My Buckeyes, Jim.
Jim.
My Buckeyes. Jim. Different person. So, if Texas does win, and it's Notre Dame versus Texas.
Ugh.
First of all, that's like that's America gross. Hates this, but you, but I will actually say, and a total sidebar, I think Texas Notre Dame would be a higher rated game than Ohio State Notre Dame for the fact of that both Notre Dame and Texas, you either like them or you hate them. There is no middle ground. There is no middle ground. So if it is Texas and Notre Dame, and this friend of mine, Gene Watson, is a
Watson,
fan of
yes!
both of these teams. What are you going to do on National Championship Monday, Gino?
Yeah.
First off, you got to decide. Gino.
I agree, right? You got to pick one or the
can't
other.
Can't do this. I had to decide. I was a Texas A&M fan. I went to Tennessee.
You lost your Texas A&M fandom.
Freshman year, I had Texas A&M banners on my wall. Sophomore year, sorry. It's
gone.
All orange.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, I'm a Chiefs fan, Dodgers fan.
Exactly. Come on.
This is from Tom Pelissero of the NFL. After several days of discussions about the 2024 season and the future, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy remain open to moving forward together, and the sides are expected to open talks today on a new contract to help keep him in Dallas per sources. There have been no negotiations yet and still are other issues to work through. McCarthy's contract is set to expire Tuesday, giving Dallas a few more days to work out the deal. Otherwise, McCarthy would be free to pursue other opportunities.
So I think Tom Pelissero, for me, I think he's the best insider out there right now. Okay. Because he's not arrogant. He's just a dude, right? I like him. But that right there tells me nothing. that's a word salad right there. That is like, a word salad.
They plan on moving forward, but there's no discussions yet, and they'll have a couple days to figure things out.
And if he doesn't, he can talk to some other people. So like that's almost like, I don't really want to date you right now, but I ain't really got any other options, so let's kind of see. But you can feel free for the next week to look around if you find somebody better. No skin off my back, and you know, go ahead and do your thing. But pick a side if you're Jerry Jones. Like, just come out there and say, I'm a big fan of Mike McCarthy. It's my football team. I want him to be my coach. I love what Mike's doing here. It's my fault we aren't winning. Why can't you be that guy? Because the way that Jerry's handling it, then that's the trickle-down effect on the fan base. Well, maybe he's not a good head coach. Maybe Jerry doesn't want this guy. Maybe he's not the right guy for this job. If this is the right guy for the job, why can't Jerry Jones just come out and say, hey, I know there's a lot of smoke out there right now about Mike McCarthy. He's the guy that I want coaching this football team. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to work out a deal. And we're going to get this thing done and be done with it and end all this kind of stuff, you know?
You guys want a cool story on a Friday? This is from DraftKings 15 hours ago.
Jalen Watson. That's right.
Watson, yes!
Tweeted out, anybody got a shovel I can borrow? This guy named Larry on Twitter said, absolutely not. What do Chiefs players preparing for playoffs have in common with the elderly and disabled? They shouldn't be out there shoveling ice-covered driveways. When and where, and I got you. The guy did it, and Jalen Watson gave him a signed autographed game-used jersey.
Nice.
That's awesome. Heck yes, man.
Protect the team and the elderly.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I get it. It's for an NFL player, but that guy went and did something nice for somebody. You never know. Got a free jersey out of it that was game-used and signed.
Cool.
I mean, good news there. Tailgate talk, Saturday, Sunday football games tonight as well. Any plans for food or what you're going to do or catering?
Do I need to stack up this weekend? Do I need to no, so we can kind of make our game day decision on game day. We don't have to.
Is Saturday the day you do it or is Sunday the day you do it?
I think Saturday you cook it all. And then on Sunday, you graze on the leftovers.
Yeah, so Saturday be a perfect chili day.
Could be.
And then Sunday, you do the chili dogs. Or you do tacos Saturday night and do taco salad, whatever.
Whatever you want. Yeah. You think it'll be nice enough to get the flat top going?
It's always nice enough.
I agree.
You can put it in the garage.
Oh, that's right.
You ever thought about that?
There's no room, though. That's the other thing.
Move the car. You just shoveled your driveway for what?
Are you talking about temporarily moving it in there?
Or
permanently?
Yeah, just temporarily. Go in there. Yeah, move the car out. Put the Blackstone in there. Cook it. You keep the garage.
I'm trying to think of the logistics of how I would do that. You've seen the back. It's hard to move things around, you know?
Yeah, but it's not really that heavy.
No.
You could easily have one of your daughters help you or Jim.
Not a chance.
Okay. I mean, I have an overhang. I have an overhang on my patio, and it sits right there by the door. So, I mean, I could go out there real simply and just...
I kind of shoveled it. I shoveled. My wife said, why are you out here shoveling? I'm like, the dog needs a path. Like, no.
I did the same thing.
But the dog kind of does, but I was kind of shoveling to see if I could get to the flat top.
No, you definitely can. Because, I mean, if you do have you done the Philly cheesesteaks yet?
No.
Super quick and easy.
Yeah, okay.
Because, honestly, you could put the onions and peppers on, shut it, go inside, sip your cocktail.
Right.
Wait 5 minutes, go back out there, shove them around again, go back in. Obviously, if it was my... house as a child, I'd hear the heat's on. But you're about to have some heat for dinner,
right?
But yeah, you could easily do Philly cheesesteaks, no question.
I did the other
or
day
the pork chops. I mean,
yeah,
set,
the pork chops.
10 minutes
yeah.
go out there,
I
flip
did,
them.
I did brats from Hy-Vee the other day on the flat
10 for 10?
Top. Yeah, they were good, man.
Yeah,
they were really good.
Those are always fun. You just roll them. I feel like those old hot dog vendors. I'm like, who wants a dog over here? You want a dog?
The other thing, though, and somebody just texted this in about the peppers and onions or whatever. You mentioned the peppers and onions. Somebody said steaks on Saturday, fajitas on Sunday. I like cooking the peppers and onions on the blacktop, but then you lose the ability to get that smell inside the house. And I don't know, the peppers and onions cooking in butter, find me a better smell, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Chili cooking, man, or a pot roast. That's another good one for Saturday. Cook the pot roast, and the next day you do stew, get rice and cook it and put it over the rice.
Good idea with the pot roast. I was looking at something the other day about a pot roast, and everything's an Instant Pot recipe. Do people still have the Instapots, Instant Pots, whatever the hell they're called?
Yeah, I think it's all kind of meshed together. I know they're different, pressure cooker, crock pot, and Instapot.
Where do you cook your pot roast?
In the oven.
Oh, in the oven.
Mm-hmm. I'll get one of those trays.
Yeah.
Do the mirepoix, the beef stock, throw the roast on top, throw it in there, let it cook, then cover it.
Uh-huh.
And then you drain the juice, put that in a separate bowl, pick out all the potatoes, carrots, and all that stuff. And then you just shred away.
Yeah.
And then if you want to, you can mash your potatoes on your plate, put the carrots on the side, use that gravy to thicken up a little flour.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't done. What?
You do it the fancy way, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I was it's a pot. You're oven. Boom.
Yeah, it's probably a story I just lied about, according to the text yesterday. Somebody says, I flat-topped Sunday in the blizzard to grill steaks for my son's birthday.
Dude.
So I ask you this, 913.
Dude.
Did you do it because you want to, or was because it was the birthday?
Or because it was a combination of everything, birthday, snow, I'm doing it.
I will say this. I want to cook, because those Costco ribeyes are so freaking huge,
yeah.
18 ounces. I want to cook one of those on the flat top.
Do it.
I might. But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong. Man, now I might have to do the Blackstone this weekend.
I still think the best way for
this
scallops.
This is why you also need a smoker.
I know.
Then you're
golden.
Oh, yeah.
Scallops on the blacktop are really good, too, man.
You got to be
That's
careful.
That's the only way I can really get a good sear on things that, you know?
Gosh, you do breakfast out there?
I do breakfast out there a lot, man. I do breakfast a lot. And then the kids complain, I don't like the eggs.
What?
Why?
Do you want to adopt me?
Come on, make me breakfast.
Teenage girls, why do you think?
They don't like because they look different color. They're not like classic eggs.
I don't know. It's just a complaint every time. Okay. It's just we have nothing to eat. I make it. I mean, you have nothing to eat.
Well, that's why they DoorDash, because you don't have anything. Oh, man.
But we do have stuff.
You don't have things ready to
eat. I'm not going
to
lie. I used to be that kid. It's like, there's nothing to eat
every
in the house.
Every kid's that.
And my parents are like,
every
kid. And then nowadays, I'll take a tortilla, a piece of turkey, and a slice of cheese and roll it up. Like, this is a taquito. Like,
yes, it's true. Exactly. Yes, yes.
Squirt a little moisted in there.
Yeah, because you realize, oh, I work hard for this. I pay a lot of money for food. I'm going to eat what's here because I'm an adult. As a kid, you just don't get that. Yeah.
Somebody says, I bet Gold's having Chipotle both days. He's not a cook. He doesn't eat Chipotle anymore because he can't smell. There's no smell for for Alex Gold.
No, he, yeah.
He literally told us the other day. It's like, man, that guy's cologne is very pungent. And he's like, I don't smell it.
Yeah, what was he eating at the Chiefs game I was with him at? He was eating
He thought he was eating mashed potatoes.
That's what it was. He thought he was eating
mashed. And it was potato salad.
No, it was worse. It was something worse. It was
Yeah.
mac and cheese. It was something worse. I was with him because he was like, what is this?
No, I thought he thought it was mashed potatoes, but it was potato salad. But it was like, why would they have mashed potatoes on an ice tray? I don't know. Like, I thought that's
just being stupid. Yeah, I mean, like, you don't need your sense of smell to see mashed potatoes or potato salad.
How beautiful does it look outside
the
right now?
The sun's amazing. Out. Can't wait to get out. Yeah,
is it vitamin B?
D.
D. Yeah.
My wife started giving me those the other day, and then I looked up, what does vitamin D do, right? And it's supposed to be good for you. But then there was, like, this whole list of other things you need to take with vitamin D. Otherwise, it's like, I'm like, all right.
And I'm out.
There's always vitamin D on Tuesdays in the Fesco house.
I just want to win, Jim.
That's right. Go do something nice for somebody today, this weekend, tomorrow, and as long as you possibly can. Have a streak with it, because you never know. It could change your day, week, month, or year. Folks, it's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay warm. Enjoy the weekend. Talk to you later.